From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday Sunday's mass shooting in Florida was carried out by what he called an angry, disturbed, unstable young man who became radicalized. American-born Muslim Omar Sadiqi Mateen carried out the attack on a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, killing 49 people and wounding 53. Mr. Obama says guns are the problem.
We have to make it harder for people who want to kill Americans to get their hands on weapons of war that let them kill dozens of innocents.
Patrons at the nightclub said they had frequently seen Mateen, the shooter, there over the past several years. Others said they had encountered Mateen on a chat and dating app that caters to homosexuals. Paris prosecutor Francois Molan says a suspect who stabbed and killed a police commander and a police officer had pledged loyalty to the leader of the Islamic State group, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, Molan said that the alleged attacker, Larasi Abdallah, made the declaration of allegiance to Baghdadi in exchanges with officers during a three-hour standoff Monday night. Molan said that Abdallah had a list of other targets, including rappers, journalists, police officers, and public officials. Russian fans at the European Football Championships in France could get their teams booted out of the tournament. European football's governing body, UEFA, handed Russia a suspended disqualification Tuesday, plus a fine of nearly $170,000 for the violence by its fans against English fans Saturday in Marseille. The decision means the team will be kicked out of the month-long tournament if the violence continues. This is VOA News. The Pew Research Center says Europeans generally see the Islamic State group as the biggest threat to their nations. A new study called Europeans Faced the World Divided indicates climate change is the second largest concern of Europeans ahead of the recent influx of refugees. Terrorist attacks in Paris and Brussels over the past year have put terrorism on the top of the list of concerns of Europeans. Most Europeans, however, do not feel that military spending should be increased. A new poll shows Democrat Hillary Clinton is widening her lead over Republican Donald Trump in the race for the U.S. presidency. A poll conducted by NBC News and SurveyMonkey last week shows Clinton has widened her lead over Trump by 7 percentage points. Meanwhile, a study released Tuesday by Harvard University's Shorenstein Center for on Media, Politics, and Public Policy says Trump has disproportionately benefited from news coverage of his campaign. Despite those findings, Trump announced Monday he is banning the Washington Post from campaign events, citing what he believes to be unfair coverage. Congress approved a $28 billion reprogramming request from the Transportation Security Administration Monday, allowing for more lines and shorter wait times in U.S. airports. The money will be used to make several thousand part-time transportation security officers full-time. It will also allow for TSA to speed up the hiring process for 600 additional officers by the end of the fiscal year. The U.S. Democratic National Committee said Tuesday its computer network was breached by Russian government hackers. The Russian hackers gained access to information on presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. DNC Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz described the incident as serious and said the committee moved quickly to remove the intruders and secure the network. A war of words erupted Tuesday between U.S. and Venezuela at the Organization of American States Assembly in the Dominican Republic. In his remarks to the assembly, Secretary of State John Kerry urged Venezuela's government to free political prisoners, respect freedom of expression, alleviate food shortages, and honor its constitutional mechanisms. Speaking immediately after Kerry, Venezuela's foreign minister said her country is the victim of international bullying. UN Human Rights Chief Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein is urging the United States to adopt stricter gun control measures. In a statement Tuesday, Zayd said easy access to weapons leaves, quoting now, little space between murderous impulses and actions that result in death. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.